Yo, man, what's going on? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. And we got another banger of an episode for you guys today, man. It's homecoming weekend, Saturday, man. We having a good time. Finna go have a good time. Finna go outside to the tailgate, party later, man. Drink, smoke, have a good time. Everybody gonna have a good time, man. We got two special guests, two former alumni for you guys today. So we gonna kick shit, talk about ISU, all things ISU, talk about school in general, life after college, all of that, man. But you already know, you see we got on merch today, so go get you some fucking merch from the Free Sauce Shop, www.freesauceshop.com, man. Everything cheap as hell. If you on the campus, we'll bring that to you to the fucking doorstep. You ain't got to pay no shipping, none of that order. We'll bring it to you right there. Or if you see us in person, boom, we'll give it to you. Hit that fucking like button, comment, subscribe, boost the numbers, man. We on the run to 200 subscribers, so we need that done ASAP. Help us out, man. Boost the numbers. But yeah, shit, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the episode, man. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourself.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I go first. Well, I'm Marcus. I recently graduated this year, class of 2023. I was a communications major. I now work in IT. Took me a little long to graduate. Took me 5 years to graduate, but Red Bird alumni, that's my first homecoming, so yeah, that's pretty much me.
Okay, you go ahead.
I'm Muhammad. Recently graduated December 22. Started January 2019. Now I'm a project manager. Four is in, four is out. That's it.
Sure, that's what's up, man.
That's what's up. One thing I wanted to, you know, touch on was, like, you said it took you a minute to graduate, but you got it done. So, you know, be proud of yourself no matter how long it took. Yeah. Some people don't see this shit through, you know? So if you're able to, you know, stick it throughout, and sometimes the road might be harder than it's supposed to be. Oh, bro. But you still made it to the finish line.
Yes, sir.
That degree, that's all that matters. Shit. Get that paper.
Bro. As long as you get that piece of paper.
Get
that piece of paper, you feel accomplished.
Is it weightlifted?
Another step.
But let's talk about that, like, life after college, man. How that's been in terms of, like, finally being able to make, like, adult money type shit. You working, pretty sure, 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, 7 to 3, whatever the hours may be. But just talk about, like, that. Kind of like getting, like, some normalcy to your life type shit.
I'll go first. It was, like, life-changing, you know what I'm saying? Like, after graduation, I had a job already. I had a job offer, but I still had other goals that I really wanted. But the fact that I had a job offer, that kind of like brought me a piece of heart, because I looked at it like as other people who won't got no jobs but don't graduate it and they're home. I'm one step behind me, but I'm one step ahead.
Right.
So let me focus on what I got going on and be humble. And after that, my goals started coming up to me. I keep it short.
I guess it's pretty much been good for me. I would definitely say it's not as structured or normal as school. It's like once you get out of college, it's like everything is sporadic. Is you trying to get your life together. Once you start your career, you start to learn about like retirement and stuff like that. So you got to focus on that now. You get older, you have kids. You got to focus on taking care of your kids. I feel like it's not harder per se, because like school is practice, life is practice, how your parents raise you is practice, but it's like now you in the game, mm-hmm. and now you're responsible for yourself,
bro.
And it's like a lot of unexpected stuff happen, and it's like usually I focus on like my mom and dad tell me or something like that, but you know you're trying to lean off them, you're trying to glow up basically,
grown man shit,
grown man. So it's like it's always something like. I never understood what my parents said that, but if it ain't one thing, it's another. Like, that's
not like, bro. Hey, I was just talking to somebody at work, and I was like, the older you get, when you wake up, you just realize every day you just got to do different bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, bro, it's like every day is something else.
And I want to speak on, like, you basically, I like to, like, relate shit and life to, like, kind of like games. You said basically, like, you was in practice, but now you in a real game. And, like, that's kind of what it was. Like, you got them first 21, 22, 23, however long it take you to, you know, graduate or whatever you got trying to get to. That's, like, your little warm-up. You feel me? Y'all, this pregame type shit. So, y'all layup lines and shit like that. You getting in game mode, but you just trying to get a feel for shit. But then once you out there, it's like, bro, it's go time. Ain't nobody, once you between the lines, can't nobody stop. Can't nobody help you, bro. Parents can't help you. Man. Coach can't help you. It's just nobody. You in the game, bro. You in the game.
You just got to figure it out by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You realize it's some, it's a everybody's world, man. It's like, it's what you make it.
Man, everybody complain right now that they got too much responsibilities, but you don't really know how much responsibilities that you have until you get a little older.
Yeah. I see you responsible for other people now. And it's like life, like I said, it's a game, but it's like everybody the quarterback. You the quarterback of your own life. So you responsible for other people and how they affect you. You got to make sure that's there. So it's like everybody the quarterback now. You the quarterback of your life. So it's like the hardest position, basically.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that, like, from a opposition standpoint, they don't understand, like, if you just look at how you look at your life, basically, you always the main character. Nobody is going to be like the main star over you. So you got to look at somebody else's life the same way.
They're the artist.
They're the main character in their life. You come second, third, fourth. You're not first, bro.
You know, when they say life is beautiful, I look at it like that. You might not be the best painter. You might not be the best drawer. Hey. But you always drawing a picture in your life.
Hey, that's true.
You're always thinking about it, right? When we dream, we see it vividly. So, like, live your life, paint.
And we was just talking about that last week with Jalen, just about, like, envisioning shit. Like, it's important to get that vision of shit. Not just, you feel me, you can meditate shit. Like, you can hope for shit. But it's, like, important to see yourself, envision yourself, where you want to be in the next 5, 10, shit, 2 years.
Bro, that's important, but also execution. Like, making that plan, but not spending too much time on that plan. You actually putting that plan into work. And I feel like that's one of the hardest things to do, is to take that leap from, like, vision to reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, making it actually happen. So, like, that's pretty much, since I graduated, the main thing I've been focusing on is finding, like, what I want to be great at, and then actually sticking to it, and then executing on that, and making sure that I'm actually putting it to action past the plan.
One thing I realized after I graduated, like, your inspirations get larger. It's like you wake up with a different goal every day. I wake up with a different goal every day. It's like, especially if you work a 9-to-5, it's certain days that you wake up that you, like, just sitting on your table, you're like, damn, I want to start a business. Like, is this something I want to do for the rest of my life? You feel me?
And I was going to ask, is that from the, do you think that's from the work environment? Because we talk about it all the time. Like, if you work downtown or if you live downtown, it's like, it's kind of hard not to be inspired, because you got niggas getting up at 6, 5 in the morning and they getting at it right there, right then and there.
Look. I live closer downtown, and every day, depending on what road I take, I'm seeing exotic cars, man. I'm seeing Porsches. I drive by the Porsche store every day.
It's like, it's. I think it's impossible. If you live in a big city, period, you don't even got to live downtown, just like a big city, period, it's kind of hard not to get inspired, because it's just so much going on. You feel me? It's so many niggas getting to the bag. Oh, I could do that.
So,
he inspired me, type shit.
And that's one thing, too. Like, many people just be inspired. But going back to your point, Mike, is like, not a lot of people are willing to take that action. We can all have plans. We can all be inspired. We can all, you know, have that, be that protege. But at the same time, though, it's like, how much are you willing to, you know, make yourself stand out?
Yeah. Like me, the thing is, I had to find what inspired me. Mm-hmm. Like, money don't inspire me. Just from the way that I grew up not having. So, like, I could wake up and not say being cool with not having it, but, like, I can live without having it. What I feel like drive me is purpose. Like, I'm doing something purposeful. I'm doing something that's going to outlast me. When I die, people going to know, oh, Marcus did this. Marcus responsible for this. He put this in the hood. He did something. Like, I want something to outlast me. That's what drive me. So, if, like, obviously you need money to do anything, so you got to get to the money too. But it's like, I want to affect other people's lives, but I also want something to outlast me. Like, when I die, my money going to somebody else. I might not die with any money, but it's like, if you got something that you built and it lasts you, like, that's real. Like, people talk about, like, Roman emperors and shit like that. I want people to be like, Marcus. 30-60, and they like, yeah, Marcus made this in 2028. Bro. So it's like, yeah, I'm purpose driven.
I'll fuck with that. And it's kind of, I go back to that. It's a Mayweather quote, basically, that he say all the time. he say, my kids can't eat legacy. Basically meaning, yeah, I got a good legacy and shit like that, but by any means necessary, I got to get to the bag where the bag is presented to me. I'm not finna leave no money on the table.
Yes,
and no. Because my kids cannot eat legacy. They got to eat at the end
everything
of the day.
You earn.
Right.
Everything you earn.
Everything that I'm
you
worth.
You fight for everything you earn.
Everything that's I'm worth. I need that.
And going back to, you know, the sport analogy made too, a lot of people don't realize, like, you are in competition with a lot of motherfuckers around you.
Man.
You might not realize it, but you got to start opening your eyes to it.
It's that indirect competition.
You are in competition with a lot of motherfuckers.
Bro. You know what they not realize, man?
What's up?
Everything we thought of, somebody else thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You want to start a business, somebody in this world thought about it already.
And shit, I feel like we say that damn near all the time too, but it's just, that's what the world is built on. It's like taking other people's ideas but putting your own shit on it. That's how shit gonna pop. That's all the world is. It's just variation. We talked about it last week. Music is shit. Why you think sampling is here? Because niggas sample shit, they put their own twist on it, boom, that bitch gonna go number one again.
It's just a remix.
It's just coming off classics. Looking at what worked in the past and then putting your own shit on that. Damn, how can I make that better? How can I put that in today's terms? How can I modernize that, basically?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I wanted to ask another question for you all, too. Like, what are some goals that you all have set for yourself, like, 2 to 3 years from now? Because I know, like, graduating college is it's a milestone, don't get me wrong, but you're so steep past that. So, like, what are some things that you all want to achieve within those, you know, time period?
In the next, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, just, like, short term, nothing long term right now.
First, I'd say, like, financially. Yeah, for sure. Financially, I'd say, like, in the next 2 or 3 years, depending on what route I take, obviously, I want to bring, like, some, no less than, like, 300K.
And that's safe, you said?
Yeah, because it's, like...
What are you saying? Salary.
Salary, like, salary, making-wise,
okay.
A year.
Okay.
Over, like, revenue and stuff.
And that's from salary and then investments included type shit. You want to bring way, somehow, 300K got to be coming in. Okay, I'll fuck with that.
Because I read something, it's like, for you to be considered actually like a comfortable middle class, you got to be making like 250K in this economy. Yeah. 100K ain't nothing.
Yeah, not today. That shit over with.
Yeah.
That shit the new 50.
Financial comfort, it's like first one for me right now.
I fuck with that.
For me, I say... In 3 years, I probably want to go to law school, so I want to be in law school. Also, what I really been trying to focus on is like building capital to build investments, basically, that I don't have to not focus on, but like, cause you got to focus on where you put your money, but have things that make me money outside of me putting in hours. So right now, I exchange hours of my time for money.
Right.
I want stuff where, you know, I wake up, I check Fidelity or something like that, and I'm like, damn, you feel me? Or like, just building capital is like my second biggest thing, is because it's like, you need capital to do investments. You need money to make money, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm really focused on making money through my 9-to-5. Because even if I like go to law school and things like that, I see how working in the office environment is, and like, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. Because you, like we were saying, you in school and that's practice. You only practice for 23 years. Your rest of your life, you might die. You 78.
Mm-hmm.
Who want to be working today 65 in that environment? It's the same monotony every day. It's nothing new. So I see that, but it's also like, I want, so that's why I want to basically make money without exchanging my time for it and give myself more time to do stuff that I actually want to do.
One thing I realized, to how long when he said, like, you want to be 65 and working. People that 65 and working, well, they be miserable.
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 And a lot of times, because they, I say it all the time, it's because they working with like younger kids, and it's like, damn, we make the same, like, shit. Man. I'll be mad as fuck too, though. You got to think about it.
Bro, what?
Like, I'm 65, and then it's a motherfucking 25-year-old coming in making the same shit. I'll be hot too.
I got it
out for you.
They be seeing the young niggas make money, criticizing. I'm like, why is y'all mad?
They just
making money, man.
They projecting. They're just looking at their failed aspirations.
Well, they on TikTok. I'm like, what's stopping you from taking your phone?
That's facts.
Dropping it, hitting record, press 10 seconds, uploading it. And if they like you, your page's going to blow up. And now you're making the same money that they making, but you rather sit and hate because You 65 and you old. And
you bro, crazy.
Gotta work a 9 to 5.
It's like
I like my 9 to 5. I mean,
but niggas don't want to be there to 65.
Not to 65.
Right.
But
and you touched on it too, like not a lot of people are willing to take that type of risk. Like I seen like many will rather sit back and project onto you than for them to go do it and see the result for themselves.
Yeah.
Just because like people are scared, a lot of people are scared to fail. And scarcity to fail has allowed a lot of people to doubt themselves. And that's why we in a generation where many people can't think for themselves. I've realized that like we in a generation where like the masses follow the masses.
A lot of people don't have motivation.
Yeah.
For you to have motivation, another person cannot give you motivation. They gotta come from you. Like you have to want it.
But I think it's that consistency over that motivation too, but I think it's that consistency part. Yeah. Nobody really has the, and I think that might go back to tie into like niggas don't really love what they doing or like what they doing. There's no passion there type shit. But I say all the time, sometimes you gotta let that passion shit go and chase what's paying the bills sometimes, or some shit that's gonna get you to the point where now I can focus on my passion and I'm not starving at the end of the day. But I think it's that consistency, man. Niggas not consistent at nothing. And it's kind of like going back to that executing type shit. Niggas might, they'll put in a, they'll say, hey, this is my plan for the next 3 months type shit. And it'll be cool for that first month, second month, falling off, third month, gone type shit. So it's kind of like they can't execute. 3 years
resolution.
yeah, bro.
For 2 weeks, call me
today. Bro, they can't execute and they can't be consistent in whatever they want to do. So it's kind of like a lack, it probably is from lack of motivation, though. Lack of motivation, lack of drive, lack of vision type shit.
And to help emphasize your point too, is for the listeners listening right now, or whenever you do decide to listen, sit down and find out your why. Like, why do you do certain things the way that you do it? Like, why do you wake up every single day and go to do that job that you do? Like, find a strong why, and that will help make life so much easier. Just because you wouldn't be able to compromise yourself or anything else.
Yeah. Like, back to what you were saying with the consistency, the crazy thing is a lot of people consistently do the same stuff. It's just the bad, it's just the wrong thing.
I say that shit all the time.
So you consistently do the same stuff, but you're doing the wrong thing. So it's like you the same person every day, like, you might just be the wrong person.
You have to put in the work.
Bro, like change your habits.
You have to put in the work. Like every day you have to wake up with a purpose.
That leads me to my next question, though. I want to play a devil's advocate. All
right.
You know, like, we all might have habits and stuff that we have learned, right? But, like, how do you all go about unlearning the bad behaviors? Like, how do you all go about it? Because you're saying people do the same shit over and over, but it might be the bad shit.
I think it just gets to a point where you're tired of seeing the same results. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's when you're tired of seeing the, when you're tired of being broke. Damn, that's when you going, all right, man, fuck that. I'm finna lock in.
If you comfortable being broke, what is you doing?
If
you comfortable being broke, what are you doing?
And then, but they gotta go back to that. Niggas consistently doing the same thing to get back broke, though. Like, they it's not that they can't, like, unlearn that behavior, or they can't be consistent, or like they can't go on the budget. You feel me? They can't be consistent on that budget. It's just that, I don't know, Joe. Some ain't clicking.
They gotta flex. They gotta go on a gram at flex. And they gotta spend their money at flex.
Bro, if you take a year off from Instagram, take a year off from buying shit,
popping out.
You gotta play it slow. Like, what did I realize? You can't go with life fast, because life gonna come at you fast.
What is the one shit they used to tell us as kids? Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Rest in peace, Nip. It's a marathon.
Yeah, this shit a marathon.
Marathon continues, man. Every day you gotta wake up, hit the grind.
But another thing about like the devil advocate thing, a lot of times when you unlearning something, it's the acceptance. Mm-hmm. You gotta accept that you doing wrong. Because a lot of people don't know that they doing wrong, or this action leads to this because they not paying attention to it, or that's how they was raised. Some of the stuff we was raised off.
Right.
So it's like, you got to accept that you wrong, and the way that you was taught is not the right way. So acceptance is one of the biggest things. Sometimes people don't want to accept it. So you can't be wrong if you don't know. If you don't accept it, you're wrong.
And that's real.
Piggybacking off that, I think that it come hard. It become harder, like, cause like you say, I think that shit is like how a nigga was raised. I think that's like probably the biggest part in how everybody operate in life is just how you was raised. That's
what you grew up on. You gotta be able to hold yourself accountable.
Bro, and it just, as the years go on, it becomes harder for you to like unlearn that behavior. Like,
you've been doing it for so long.
But like, if as the years go on, at what point you gonna get tired of seeing the same results?
It's kind of like sometimes you might not even know that you're doing the wrong shit until you get around, like until you get into a college environment. It's like, oh shit, everybody doing this shit a totally different way. This how I'm supposed to be doing it. This what life's supposed to look, well, not what life's supposed to look like, but this is the correct way to do that.
Oh yeah, something when you grow up, you gotta unlearn what you
learned. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But I get what you were saying. Sure. I get what you were saying. Sure. Yeah.
But nah, that's how I was when I first came to ISU. Cause when I went to high school, I went to DuSable High School out south. We shooting dice. Bro, we hooping. Everybody get 3 gym periods, but it ain't your gym. So I really had to learn like how to do school, really how to be a student, how to study, go to class, things like that. And you just had to put in that extra time and be like, damn, I really was in high school messing around, but it's serious now. I'm paying for this. I got to lock in.
Because a lot of people don't got the pleasure of going to like a very rich high school. Like y'all got money or something like that. A lot of niggas come from a high school like that. 3 gym periods type shit. We shooting dice. We smoking weed. Motherfuckers fucking in the basement float. Type shit. All type of shit. And then when you come to college, it's like, oh shit, I got to, like, this is school for real. I can't fuck. Because it's like, high school a little bit different from college because, bro, if you fail a class in college, you have to make that up. They're not gonna, oh, it's okay, we'll just, he can go to the next grade. Fuck no, you gotta get them credits, bro. You have to get that, it's 120. You have to get that 120 by any means necessary. It's no, oh, I got an F, I can just, they fuck with me, they gonna sweep that on the rug and change it to a D. No, nigga, that's an F. You gotta make that shit up. Yeah. It's kind of like in high school, if you at a high school where it's kind of laxed and shit not, you know, shit not really, they not really on y'all ass, it becomes harder for you to kind of come in here and be like on my shit, turning in shit, going to class every day, getting involved in extracurricular activities if all you knew was just bullshit. You feel me? Fights after school type shit like that.
And me and my mom, we was having a conversation one time. It all starts from childhood. Mm-hmm. Like our brains. What we learn from childhood is like the seed. And every year just keeps growing.
That is true.
At what point you gonna get tired of seeing the same results?
I just feel like at some point, though, many people are like just comfortable. Like, it's like you see the same results over and over and over. And you already know what to expect. So they don't want to change it just because they know that route. If you take the same route every single time and you knew there was going to be a car accident that way, there's going to be a police officer that way, and you knew every single step, you're not willing to change your route. So I feel like sometimes it comes down to people being comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can't tell somebody else not to be. You know, I feel like you touched on it, like being driven starts from within. If you don't have that and you can't learn that to be driven, you can't change anything.
I think sometimes, like, is I think we got like kind of like a good and a bad type shit as like growing up as kids. Cause like sometimes our parents instill like a hard ass, like a good worth ethic in us. Like they dislike, we come from good homes, like type shit. But we necessarily might not have been the richest. The discipline might have been, you feel me, questionable, but we come from good homes, loving homes and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? And I can just tell that from everybody sitting down here, but it's like, we still got challenges that we got to overcome because at the end of the day, we still coming from a poverty neighborhood type shit. We still come from a point of poverty.
You hear me?
Yeah, bro, it's other influences outside of your parents around you. And you got 2 parents, but it might be 10 people on the corner like, hey bro, come do this, bro, go to school that day, hey bro, come do this, come do that. You only got 2 parents. You only around them at what, when they get off at 5 o'clock, and then you in your room all day, but you go to school, you in there the whole day with whoever, and I was influence you as well.
And I think one of the most important quotes, like, for anybody in life, if you got kids or if you gonna have kids, the biggest disservice that you could do to your child is like leaving them in that same zip code. That's the biggest change that you can make for your child is moving them to a different zip code. Fuck us sending them to this program or this type of parenting. It's changing that zip code. Where y'all live at, it's the environment. You have to change the environment in order for your kid to change. Because like you just said, they going to spend 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours if they playing sports or something like that in that environment. When they come home, you ain't really spending, you're not spending 8 hours with them. You feel me? You got to sleep them 8. You probably spend 2 or 3 in the morning and then between dinner and in the morning and shit like that. So your child's behavior is being shaped by his fucking environment. So the biggest change that you can make to their behavior is the environment type shit. Is where you live at.
That's
you gotta leave your kids. You gotta leave your kids a legacy.
That's facts.
That's some real shit you just touched on. Just off the fact that, have you realized you build a lot of like motivation, inspiration, and things like that when you change your environment. Like when you start traveling, when you start seeing different people, different cultures, different things, that's when you build the most inspiration. Like if you're around the same thing over and over and over, it's hard to be inspired.
You gotta, I want to travel so bad. But yeah,
that's a bar though.
I agree with that because when I started working, that's when really when my perspective switched from like being like money driven to purpose driven. Because one thing when I was looking around, I'm like, if you the best at what you do, you're going to make hella money. You're going to get paid. If you're the best at what you do, you're going to make hella money regardless. Like, I didn't see people do the most. Like, you like, damn, you make that much money? Like, yeah, you drive this car? You only do this. You do this or, you, or whatever. You, whatever they do, but it's like.
He's so fucking good.
You the best at it. So you getting paid. Like, the universe, money is universe. Money is energy. When you touch money, it's energy.
Bro, it's all about energy.
Bro, so if you do the best that you can, and you become the best at what you do, and you actually put forth that energy, the energy always going to come back.
I was just talking to somebody about that. He asked, he was talking to me. He was like, what's going on? I'm like, well, you got to start with energy. Connect that to the universe. Then you got to first have faith in God. Then create that energy. If it's meant for you, it's going to come to you. For you to start thinking about it, that means it's already out there for you. You gotta align with it.
That's a bar. That's a bar. Just if you say if you think about it, then it's already out there for you. You just gotta align with it. That's facts. And I kind of like I get that feeling like I'm not doing this shit for no reason, or like I don't get thoughts or like I don't get drive to do something for no reason type shit. It's a reason that I'm getting that drive, or the reason that I'm attracted to that. So let's lock in with that. Let's see what I could do to fucking 10x that shit. Like it's with the podcast about, shit.
It's all about energy and appreciating every single situation you find yourself in this life.
I fuck with that.
Every single situation.
The good and the bad.
Because if you realize that every single situation that you're going through in this life is for a purpose, bro. Appreciate it. Don't sit there. Don't complain. Just get up. Do what you gotta do. Focus on yourself. If you see other people winning, be happy for them. Create that energy. Surround yourself with people who wanna do the same thing you wanna do.
And on top of that too is the fact that like many people, when they comparing themselves to other people, you don't know the situation that they've been in. We all are fighting Different battles of the fight, but it's the same fight. Everybody has the same fight going on.
Everybody wake up trying to live.
I don't know what you're fighting. You don't know what I'm fighting, but we all fighting.
Every day.
And it's the purpose of understanding that sometimes my journey is not going to align with your journey. So you may not be able to bring me along with your journey. Sometimes you gotta be able to understand sometimes your roles don't cross. Sometimes you might have to lead somebody one time, two times in order for you all to meet at the end. You can't.
It's all about perfect timing.
A lot of people would be willing to bring everybody along with the journey, and sometimes that's not the case or the situation.
So let me ask y'all this. Do y'all believe in right, like right place, wrong timing? Or like it's the right thing, but the wrong timing?
Yeah. You can, there's a lot of situations like that. Like even I could bring back to sports. Sometimes a team might have the right pieces, the right like players in all the spots, but it might not be their time to win.
But then is it the right thing? Is it the right thing if they can't win?
There's always competition. There's always like everything in life is like a competition.
Do y'all believe in that? Right. What? Like kind of like you doing the right thing just at the wrong time, or like you meeting the right people in life, you just meet them at the wrong time. Do you believe in that?
I feel like when you meet people, it's at the right time. because we all have a set time on this earth. We just don't know it. Mm-hmm. So in that time frame, everything that's gonna happen in our life, it's gonna happen at that time. So for you to meet somebody is at that right time.
But then,
that's my perspective.
Okay, and then for me to challenge that a little bit is when you meet somebody, and let's say you all are like become like the best of friends or whatever it may be. You all put a great relationship from the get go.
Yeah.
But yet sometimes it's hard, you know, being able to relate because you all might be in different aspects of your lives. You might not be able to understand what that person is in your life at the moment.
I think that's the lesson, though. That's the right time. That's the lesson for you. You have to learn that lesson.
Whatever lesson you learn in that moment, you have to take it because it's going to prepare you for the next moment. You never know when you're going to need it.
I've had a lot of those in my life.
How you feel about that before we go?
I feel like what y'all said, basically, if you learn something from it, then how could it be the wrong time?
Right, okay.
How could it be the wrong time if you learn it? Right.
But also, though, like, growing up, too, I heard a lot of, like, right place, wrong time. Or, like, it was just the fact that, like, you might be at a basketball game having the best time of your life, and then 20 minutes later, there's a shooting.
That was supposed to happen, though. I'm not saying that is right for that to
that
happen.
Was supposed to happen,
but it was supposed to happen. You had to go through that. It's shaping you to be the person in 20, 40, 50 years.
Right. So right, like if that shooting did happen, next time you might be more vigilant. You might be paying attention more, so you can get yourself out of that situation the next time that happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah, I just think everything happened. You just gotta literally get the lesson from it. Everything happens for a reason.
But even then, like it may not be a next time. Shit, you may be the person that passed away from that, but shit, it could be a lesson for somebody else.
It's always a second chance. You gotta take that second chance. And wrong with it. Like, no cap.
Yeah, I fuck with that. But I wanna switch gears a little bit with y'all being ISU alumni. I want to ask y'all, like, is it anything that y'all miss about being on campus? What's the biggest thing that you miss? Number one thing, if anything.
Damn. What you think?
Not the food.
For me, I'd probably say it's probably living with my friends. Basically, everybody being in close proximity to each other.
The community.
Yeah.
Yeah, the community aspect of it, because it's like, you go like this, you go from being with everybody to...
Damn. Group chat being dead.
Separated.
Just busy.
Everybody busy, everybody
the group
working.
Chat being dead is real.
You know what I'm saying? It be days like, damn, what y'all niggas been on? Shit, it's work.
I feel like you all, like, to go back to the conversation we had, going through that experience, though, living with your friends and all that, has propelled you to the situations that you are in right now. Because, sometimes you're going to have to outgrow your friends. You're going to have to, leave the little shell or bubble that you all are in for you all to, be as big as you all want to get to. Because sometimes being around the same people over and over and over, you all build the same mindset. You work on the same things. Everybody want to do the same thing. Sometimes you all just need to go apart and then come back to formulate whatever plan you all had when you were in college.
Yeah, I can fuck with that. I can fuck with that. Especially as men, like we, I think men do a better job of understanding that than women do. Understanding that, hey, shit, we growing up, we trying to get our fucking shit. We trying to get that chicken bag together. We trying to get our bodies together, minds right. We might have girlfriends, children, wives, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, we always got that angle, man. It's
yeah,
like,
we all
you
trying to
be
get
a
to
man. It's so many, like, you know what I'm saying, like,
and I think that we all understand that, like, nigga, like, I know I'm trying to get to it, so he trying to get to it.
I'm trying to get to it. He's trying to get to it. Hey, nigga, wake up, trying to get to it.
It might be a point where shit, 3-4 months go by and we ain't really sat down and chopped it up, but shit, I know that we've been getting to it. So then when we do get to sit down and chop it up, it's gonna be,
bro,
it makes it so much better.
We might gotta take that trip to Cabo,
it's gonna be that sometime, man.
Yeah, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, when we, it just, we, I just think that we just do a good job of, understanding what people are. And men do a good job of understanding what people are in their lives and giving them space, because as men, we understand.
Especially, like, not to cut you off, but like,
you good.
Especially if you know your homie's grinding and you can see him showing the results. It's like, once in a while,
You just got that scale on for me.
Bro, you gotta slide through. Bro, let me hit that motherfucker.
Let me hit that motherfucker. Where you at? Bro.
And growing up also, like, I was told a lot, like, for a relationship to grow and to prosper, at some point you're gonna need like a lot of time apart. It don't even require like just like some things that you all do that makes you all feel a hoe. So then when you all come back, you all could talk about, hey, how did you experience that? Like, what did you learn from that? How did you grow from that? Just little things that, you know, you can keep for yourself, but also be able to talk about.
And I also think, like, every like, you go through phases of life. You know, like, we might have, y'all just got through that phase where it's like, yeah, we be around each other probably every day type shit. It's real close community, group chat, busting. We outside drinking, partying, just having a good time. And then that it's kind of like what he said. It's just like that shit go away. You go to a different phase of life.
Like and chain like that.
Yeah.
As soon as you do that.
Damn.
Oh, bro, it's yeah. that quick. As soon as you
you feel it too.
More. Yeah. You're going to feel it too. I swear to God, you're going to feel the energy, bro.
You're going to feel it, man.
Like, it's business. I'm bro.
Damn.
It's like,
it was damn near like 20 and 21.
I got chills. Damn. I got chills. I swear to God, I got chills when I did that, bro. You're going to feel the energy.
Man, look, like 3 months after graduation, man, I'm like, damn. This really is.
Ain't no more movie in day.
Ain't no more movie in day, man. No,
bro. Ain't no more welcome back week. None of that shit.
Bro, I'm on a snap. I'm seeing people talking about moving down.
Man, it's just like I was saying. I think that everything serves purpose. And then there might be a point where it go 5-6 years where you kind of like, you seeing them not as often, you know, as periodically and shit like that. But at the end of that 5-6 years, it's like, we up. We probably finna have kids. Probably, you might... It might be a wedding that bring y'all back together. Your boy might get married and boom, now we back to kicking it like we was just because we didn't had our little journey.
Especially yet. If you surround yourself with the right niggas, man.
Right. It's always going to be events and shit that you come around to, like weddings, fucking, he might be a businessman, he got a fucking launch or some shit like that, seminar, whatever the fuck. If you surround yourself with niggas that's doing shit in life, it's always going to be a reason for y'all to come around and rejoice and kick it.
So if you're listening, surround yourself with the right people. That's what he's going to tell y'all.
Since we on the alumni side, how do y'all feel like it's going to be for y'all after graduation? Like, how you think it's going to be? How do you imagine it in your head?
How I'm imagining it in my head is just seeing like so many people that have sweat, grinded, cried, all type of shit in the big ass room, all looking at each other's face, being like, damn, we made it. I feel like because we ain't have that for class of 2020. Like, we never really had that.
Ain't get no fucking graduation. So I'm still mad.
Like, I never had to experience that for real.
Oh, y'all didn't get no high school graduation?
Nah, because that's COVID year. Yeah. So we ain't really had that
for y'all college graduation.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, seeing like the amount of work that some people had to go through just to even be able to put on a cap. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'd say for me, as far as like the whole graduation shit, same shit since I ain't put on a motherfucking cap and gown since 2016, fucking middle school, bro.
For real? 8 years ago.
Yeah, so it's gonna be kind of.
That college is gonna feel special.
It's gonna feel accomplished as hell. Special, man. Especially because all the shit you go through in college. Yeah.
It's a big ass arena.
Yeah. But as far as like the, you feel me, like the postgraduate shit, I think it's gonna be kind of like what y'all said. It's kind of like just kind of everything gonna be kind of sporadic. Trying to get, you feel me, might be trying to get an apartment, condo, whatever. Might be getting a new car, trying to move in. You feel me? Finances, trying to get that in order, get bills and shit paid. So I think it's gonna be kind of like sporadic, but I think it's gonna be a lot of fun still. I think it's still gonna be a lot of fun.
Something that I also want to hold on to, like leaving college, is not forgetting how to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes, like, the older you get, you know, you go through phases where it's like, damn, that shit childish as hell, or damn, this and that. But just keeping in your head, like, don't forget how to have fun, man. Because this life shit is beautiful and you're supposed to know how to have fun. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, this shit gonna get so boring.
Man, so after y'all, like, graduate, what's the goals for the free sauce, man?
Are we trying to keep this shit together?
Yeah,
bro.
Even if one of us is in across state, we're gonna do a Zoom.
I think shit. That's a great question because we not at that point yet, so we don't even know that. You feel? We know it's gonna.
Yeah.
You gonna still see our face no matter what. We know that, But as far as the details and shit, we don't even know because shit, we don't know job situations, what niggas might be living at. You feel me? Might be different, but we gonna find a way to keep this shit going some way, shape, or form.
The goal is to keep together. You just got to find out how to do it.
That's what I'm saying. The story already written. We just don't know.
I got faith in y'all, man. So I say this episode because when y'all blow up, it's gonna be a legendary episode.
Legendary.
It's because we in the early days.
For real. I sit back and think to myself every single time, like, people really fuck with this. And, like, sometimes, like, you take, like, I might take that shit for granted sometimes, but it's like, I gotta sit back and realize, like, this is not something that it just comes easy. This is, like, sometimes you might not wake up and be like, I don't feel like doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Ricky's coming in with 10 times energy. The guest is coming in with 10 times energy. I gotta match that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might be a vice versa.
Yeah.
But being able to understand that this is not just a one person thing. This is if I give him my 30% and he's giving me 100%, I feel like I'm bullshitting him.
Yeah,
That's not something I want to be able to, you know, have my business partner go through.
Yeah, I think like he said, it's that the fact that niggas be looking forward to this shit or niggas like actually they fuck with us type shit. Like we during the summer. Damn, when episode dropping? When y'all coming back? We got the After Dark shit coming.
I was just finna say y'all got that After Dark.
I stay getting asked. Damn, when that shit finna drop?
Y'all gonna drop it?
it's working.
Freestyle's gonna drop.
We working, man. But it's that like let us know like we can't stop this shit. And it's kind of like in December it'll be 2 years.
Y'all started already. It's a marathon. See where y'all can go.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be 2 years. Why fucking waste 2 years and then be like, nah, fuck it. Wait, why waste all this money we didn't put in, energy, all the connections we didn't build, and just say fuck all that? Nah, there's no point in that. Keep it's going, like, keep building.
It's like being in college. Like you 2 to 3 years in, and now you're gonna say fuck it?
Nah, you fried. You're fried.
You already wasted so much money, so much time. You met so many people, so many relationships go out the window. All cause you just wanted to be a bitch about it.
Man, before the episode we was talking for, he was talking about jewelry. Like,
I'm gonna touch on it one more time. Like, I personally don't fuck with a lot of like jewelry, like on the like necklace and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
But like I got one on, which my grandma gave me, so like I always wear that. But when it comes to like the jewelry for real, Ricky made me realize watch is where it's at,
bro.
Like a watch is where it's at.
I remember that conversation.
Yeah, that conversation a year ago. Like you made me realize that like, a watch
you know
where
game,
is at.
Game, man, for know that watch has been around since. Man.
Yeah, I think I think watches would be like probably the only piece of jewelry. Not the only, but probably the main jewelry that I'm being. Investing in type shit because I just think that's like it's kind of like boss man type shit and that's what I want to go out the boss man type shit. I'd rather be the nigga that's in the back with a 250 watch on and you don't even know who he is but he running all the shit,
bro.
You feel me? I'd rather be in that role rather than the spotlight nigga that everybody know but he ain't running nothing, he listening to me type shit. You feel me?
Like I was telling him, I'm like when I was younger, like I always liked jewelry, so I used to wear chains and stuff. Mm. But then I really always like watches, so I used to always love getting new watches. But like after graduation and like trying to become more of a man, I guess, I realized the watch get more attention. Like when you go to shake people's hands,
it compliments your outfit more than
you got
on
your
hand.
Yeah. And like
chains, I mean, cool, don't get me wrong.
They stand out. Don't get me wrong, they gonna stand out, but a watch compliments your fit way more than a jewelry can.
Man,
it's different. I think it's the levels. It's different levels type shit. Different levels of a man.
Different ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a watch came from necessity. Like they ain't had smartphones and everything. Yeah. So it's always been a necessity piece to like 10 years ago. So that's the value right there. Like you can have a 14 karat chain and it's what, $10,000, but you get a Rolex, it's that same amount of gold, but it's a 2x markup.
Right.
Because it's a Rolex. Yeah. It got a name, it got a story.
It is.
Yeah, bro.
I keep it clean, sell it, it's always going to see it. Somebody always going to want to buy jewelry.
Bro, that's basically what the conversation we had, me and him had. Basically, he didn't see the value in it, and then I was just looking at it as like from an investment, not a jewelry standpoint. You feel me? Because I agree about the jewelry. If you're looking at it from a jewelry standpoint, nah, it ain't really that smart. If you got $50,000, why would I go spend $50,000 on jewelry when I can go put that into a fucking, I could put that into some real estate, fucking stock market or anything. But when you look at it as a watch, that's an investment as well. That shit going, most times that shit going to appreciate if you take care of it. You're going to be able to flip it for something.
So after the Free Sauce podcast, what's y'all personal goals?
You go first.
Yeah. So I feel like
something too, man.
Yeah, I feel like many people might who already know me or who are listening or whatever. I'm currently working on writing a book, finishing up a book, and I'm
crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when it's gonna come out for real. Just cause I want to be somewhat established, but I want to write a decent amount of books in my lifetime. So I'm on the side just doing that and just figuring out like who I am still, because I feel like there's still a lot of questions that I need answers to.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm gonna be getting into real estate. So I think I say it all the time. I think that what we're doing here today is gonna open a avenue for me to be able to communicate with business owners, investors, and shit like that.
We gonna lock in.
Yeah, I feel like this is gonna pave the way for whatever I'm, whether it's real estate, whatever the fuck I'm doing in life.
What type of real estate you trying to get into?
Multifamily.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. So like multifamily shit. Trying to start off with like a little duplex. Try to live in that for a little while.
You gotta have FHA loan.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to. That's the personal goals. And I wholeheartedly believe that's how I'm gonna eat.
Yeah,
that's how I'm gonna eat shit.
Like being able to like going back to the first things that was said, being able to see that vision and being able to see what you are capable of and executing. I feel like a lot of people are capable of a lot of shit. But not everybody, like he said earlier, not everybody's willing to put in that work.
You got to put that work in every day, man.
Everybody else wants to see the result, though.
And I feel like, I kind of feel like the podcast helped me with, like, executing shit.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, the most simplest shit, like going to the gym. Before, like, I really wouldn't. I'd be so fucking shaky with the gym. It's ridiculous. I'd go 2-3 months, I'm on as hell. Then 2 months off, 2-3 months on as hell. But I think when it comes to like just starting shit, starting a plan type shit, I'm gonna stick to, I want this workout plan, I want this diet and plan type. I think it becomes easier to like start now that you started a business, so to say. I think once you get like that first thing, it becomes easier for everything else to get started. Yeah. That's why I think business owners and entrepreneurs have so much success in like not giving a fuck, is because they literally have to not give a fuck about what nobody thinks in order to keep on progressing in entrepreneurship. That should eat you alive if you don't got tough skin. Yeah.
Even Apple had quotas where they regress, bro. So that's the biggest company in the world. So even they regress some quarter, but they come back the next.
It's a bump always at some top of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just gonna be, you know, headstrong and keep getting over it. No matter how big the bump is, just get it over it. Because you're gonna feel so much better when you do.
That's facts, man. That's
you're gonna feel better when you see the work start to show. Like you start accomplishing your goals, and it make you want to get more.
And then before we let y'all go though, I had a question for y'all too. Like, what are some things, like some skills that ISU helped you build that you are using right now in your career field?
Connection skills. Just connection skills. Every other thing is like, I say it was like from personal self. But one thing that I actually gave me was just connection skills. I came over here and met so many people, especially in like my field of study. And that's like my biggest goal was for college. And so graduated, got it, bounced up.
I feel like my two biggest lessons that I learned at ISU, like skill wise and really life period. The one thing is when you go into college and you graduate, it's going to be 300 people that graduate with the same exact degree that you just did, just at ISU. Mm. And that's your competition.
Right.
They're applying for the same jobs as you. So really, it made me more of a competitive person as far as reaching my goals and becoming more serious on that, more consistent. Mm-hmm. But also communication as well, just like knowing how to go into an interview, you know, like stuff like the STAR method and things like that, where you can persuade people to take a chance on you, especially as a young person. You don't got no experience or something like that. Like I said, I went to school for communication, but I work at IT is because I learned how to communicate. I learned how to say, hey, I may not know the most technical this, but hard skill wise, I'm good at this, that, and this can help excel the business in this way. So basically persuasion is one of the other skills that I learned as well, because it's how can I make sure that I'm letting people know that if you take a chance on me, I'm gonna provide you with this.
Learning how to market yourself, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah, marketing bro. Myself.
Market your brand.
Marketing 101, bro.
Yeah, that's some real advice that I'm gonna implement. That I hope that listeners are gonna implement, because that's some real shit. Like, sometimes you just go out to hear from people that have already done it, mm-hmm. and we are all in your spots.
Especially, go ahead.
In this life, you gotta know how to talk. Like what he said about communication, you gotta know how to talk, because if you know how to talk, you can open doors for yourself.
Bro, if you in an interview, the interviewer don't know you. They don't know you. They seen your resume. Yeah, you put your resume in. You and this other person, y'all two got the same resume. Oh, y'all have 30. Every 30 of y'all got the same resume. When you go in an interview, the interviewer don't know you. So starting from scratch, how do you build a relationship with somebody, and how do you give them you? How do you present yourself? And that's really like when it comes to jobs and selling your podcast, getting people to come, it's like, how do you make yourself the most marketable? And how do you want to basically have the world see you?
I think it's that creating value. We talk about it all the time. You got to create value in some way, shape, or form. You have to be valuable to the people around you, or else it's no point of you being here. We grown. We're not kids anymore. We're grown. What is your purpose here, basically? Yeah. What you helping me out with? What's your value here?
Make yourself useful.
Yeah, fuck with that, man. But shit, it's been a fire episode, man. We want to appreciate y'all for coming on, kicking it with us, man. Again, ISU alums, man. Always a pleasure to have y'all on. But before we get out of here, y'all want to get a people somewhere to like connect with y'all, social media, shit like that. Yeah. IG.
Flawless Greedy on everything. IG, Twitter.
MK the Don on IG, MAK. THDON, I think. Yeah.
You think?
I'm on my phone. Yeah. Double check.
But like you said, though, it's been a pleasure to have you on here. You all share some insightful things, and I'm glad that you all took the time out of your day to come on here. It means a lot.
Appreciate yes, sir, man. Mean a lot. Want to appreciate y'all, man. Again, happy fucking homecoming for everybody out there, man. We finna go outside, have a good time tonight.
Be safe.
Be safe, everybody. Appreciate y'all for tuning in again, man. Always forget, never stop fucking learning. Go get some merch from the Free Sauce shop. We'll see y'all next week, man. Free Sauce Podcast. We out.
Man, we out.
Yes, sir.
Say you ain't love me in the first place. Why you show all of that fucking fake love, bro? Nah, I don't know the real meaning, so all of these bitches I just fucking ignore. Steady, be high, so smoke in the woody. While I'm just cruising down Lake Show. Bad out for long, stop calling my phone. Just like an auto, I've been in my zone. Naruto shit, these niggas my clone. Can't tell me you love me if you really don't.